Back to your Church of Heavy Metal is Thunderdome Metal Reviews. I am the Reverend Dangerously. With me, as always, are Tracy and David. Not with us because he is fulfilling his fatherly duties as Gabe. And this week we have an album selected by Gabe. But before we get into that, my friends, how are you all doing?
I'm feeling the weight just doom crushing me slowly. That's what I'm feeling. As if there were an eyeless horde watching me.
The menace of the scale of the dead is what it is. That's what's coming for us.
Well, that avenue would be fulfilling.
Probably.
For sure. So what we have here on this episode is Fulfill the Curse, the debut studio album from Hooded Menace, released on October 1st, 2008 on Razorback Records. As a runtime of 52 minutes and 32 seconds, the band was the Leper Brazzano on vocals and guitars, the Hunchback on drums, and the Crimson Executioner on bass. And it was mastered by Mikko Sastamoinen, whose name I fucked up completely, and I apologize. But yeah, this is a Gaby album for a show.
It is.
And if you want to touch on the controversy around the band, revert, check back to our review of the track and the spell where we discuss all of that. I don't necessarily feel that we need to rehash all of it, but if you are interested in our thoughts on it, yeah, I would refer you to that episode.
But yeah, I mean, kind of in comparison, I guess I'm going to compare it to Trident Spell because that's the album that we've all heard prior to this. I don't think any of us has done any other deep diving in their discography since then. This album, I think, is much more cavernous and much more doomy than that one was. It's just got...
It's heavy, man.
Yeah.
And I mean that, you know, I usually like heavy things, but this is heavy in a very impressive way.
Also pretty slow for you.
Oh, it was way too slow. It didn't help, because I've been walking around listening to this stuff, it didn't help that I was going from, like, Limp Bizkit or My Chemical Romance to this. I could feel my legs give out, like, break underneath me, and I just fell in the cemetery and died. It was a bit of a hard one for me, I'm not gonna lie. And I could hear in my voice Gabe talking about how great it was. Like, I love Gabe, so I must respect it, but this is a hard one for me.
I mean, you know,
I feel about doom.
Yeah, I do, and I am very doom friendly usually. I enjoyed this. It is different from Tritonus Bell. I mean, there are several albums in between, and there's a different singer on Tritonus Bell than there is on this one. But, you know, this coming off of the other stuff we've listened to, it felt like I had pulled the parachute on the free fall I was in, because it was so arresting, the change in tempo from the other stuff that we've been listening to. But, I mean, you know, with that said, it was still good. It does suffer a little bit from debut album in that I think it's good. It's not great, especially in comparison to how much I like Tritonus Spell. I know that might be, I'm not familiar enough with the Hooded Menace's fandom to see where that ranks. I think the consensus is that they release a good album, a great album, a good album, a great album, and so forth. And I'm not sure where this one sits on that particular paradigm. But for a debut album, putting it in that perspective, I thought this was really good. Tracy?
I agree with you that this is very much a corner parachute coming off those other three albums. Like, even that intro is a little rough to even listen to, like that full 5.5 minutes of horror feel show.
I'm just gonna call it intro.
And like, that is such a parachute pull, but it does kind of prepare you for this album coming off of them. So you're like, oh, all of a sudden we're into crushing death metal and crushing doom metal. But I think it does have kind of that murkiness of like production values that's typically associated with first albums, which I think with the genre they're playing in though, I think it helps the sound, because you don't want crystal clear cavern. You want a little bit of echo, you want a little bit of murkiness to it. So I think that actually helps the sound. I might like this one a little bit better than Tritonus Bell, because I think it does play more in that doom aspect of it than Tritonus Bell did. Now, granted, the vocals are significantly worse.
I felt like someone shoved me into an open grave and poured cold gravel on me until I was crushed. That is what this album felt like. I cannot dispute it's heavy. It's heavy as fun. And I like things that are heavy.
Yeah.
And occasionally, like on the second track, not to get the song, the tempo almost got fast enough for me to reanimate and crawl out of the gravel. Then they just brought it right back down. That's where I died. That's how it ended. That's how it ended for me. Tried Miss Bell 2022. Pile of gravel. Me in it.
Indeed. The hooded menace clause.
I try to see things through you and Kate's eyes and appreciate from that perspective. So I'm not going to fail this, but this is not going to be my go-to album. I can already tell you, I will not be buying copies of this. Like, just to anticipate that question. It's not for everyone.
It's definitely not from everyone, and it does have some flaws, and I get what they were trying to do. I, like Tracy already pointed out, with that the 5-minute intro that is not really a song, or it turns into a song after a very long movie sample, and I'm pretty forgiving of samples, as we previously discussed in talking about Rob Zombie or other Ministry and other things. Mm-hmm. And then not to jump two songs, but then the fact that it closes out with an instrumental, and I'm just like, and it's a cover on top of that.
Of some 80s Italian movie?
Yeah. Which, you know, they're European, so sure. But it has a lot of elements that I normally like. I just don't think the execution is quite there yet.
Yeah.
It has a lot of elements I'm usually not that into, and I agree the execution wasn't great. So it's not my favorite this week. But I know you love it, so, because you want to just be in that dungeon. You want to be the dungeon you want to see in the world.
True.
That's Gabe's motto.
Yeah. Well, he's in the dungeon now, probably, even though he doesn't have to be.
The murder basement.
It gets him in mindset for recording. That's what it is.
I think it does definitely influence his musical taste, because the boy likes his cabinets.
Yeah. But I mean, this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think things like Druid Lord have enough variation to pull me out of the gravel briefly, and this just didn't. There was no respite. No, like, it couldn't feel pain. It could not be reasoned with. It just kept coming at me. And I thought I was outrunning it, but like, I'd turn around and it was right there. So.
Well, you know, and to be completely fair in that comparison, though, the Druid Lord album that we listened to was their third and came out this year.
Indeed.
So, you know, their first album from 2010 might be much closer to this.
For sure. I can see that. And this album, interestingly, came out the year I was here in Brigham's Last.
Wow.
That's what you call a happy accident.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Gravestone says 2008 to right now, bitch. And that's in my hand to say, this is a gravel.
Indeed.
But, I mean, this does suffer from repetition, because it is, I think if you hear the first track, you pretty much heard the rest of them. I do think I do better on some of them, but I mean, you're not going to get it. You don't get deviation from it at all. It's just David's sad, lonely death in a graveyard is what happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really do wish that Gabe could have been here for this one, so I'd like to hear his thoughts on it. But maybe we will get those to you at some other way, in some other form. With that said, let's move it into tracks. And I guess I will go first, since I did the intro.
Well, I can go first, so I can kind of... Okay. There were a couple I pulled off on this. So
sure.
I don't. That may be more than what you guys did. From what it sounds like, was talking to you guys. But I pulled Grass with the Beast Woman and Arcane Epitaph off of here. I think them two are probably the better tracks on the album. I wish they would have kept Arcane Epitaph as the closer instead of the theme from Manhattan Bay.
Manhattan Bay, yeah, I agree with that. I like both of those. I also thought Laboratory of Nightmares was pretty good, and the love song of Gotho, Hunchback of the Morgue, if nothing else for the title.
Maybe none. Maybe fulfill the curse, because the tempo was enough for me to crawl out of the set, but I mean, This album isn't for me. It says it on the cover. This album is not for you. Picture of my face.
Do not show it.
I'm going to get the drink. I think it does. None.
It's summoning your soul out of the cauldron.
You know, and again, I get it. It, like, theoretically, it's just
sure.
The weight of it's too heavy.
Okay, well, then let's grade it. I'll give this a B minus. I like this genre. I think this is a decent first album. I think it has a long way to go to be like a... They improved a lot from this album to their last album. I'll just put it that way.
I agree with that. I graded it more highly than I graded this. I'm not going to fail it because I understand conceptually what it's for. And for debut, it's okay. I'm going to give this a C.
So I'm going to be a liar because I said I like this one better in Hooded Minute than the previous one does. And I just went and checked what I gave that as a B+. And this is not a B+ album. So I'm going to give this, I'm going to give it a little bit better. I'm going to give it a B. Just kind of give it a little nudge up over you guys. And it's weird, typical, this would be an album I'd be interested, like I'd say, I'd be interested to see where this band goes next. If I was just now hearing their first album, this is the first one I heard, and we have heard where they go in their previous album, and in their most recent album. And so you said that I'm in a weird spot with this band. Like, I kind of want to listen to the other stuff, and I kind of don't.
I would definitely like to listen to the stuff in between because I've heard such good things about it from people who are into this genre. So, I mean, you know, and honestly, a debut album, not knowing what I know of the other album, a debut album that was this good that I gave a B- to, I'd be like, yeah, I want to hear where they go from here. And considering I think I gave like an A- maybe even an A to Triton Isabel, you know, there's definitely enough meat on that bone that I want to see what's on the rest of it.
You gave it an A minus. In addition, Gabe gave the lowest grade of us all as a B. I feel like he actually ranked that as one of his top albums from last year. So that one seemed to be a grower on him.
And we don't know because we haven't talked to him about it, but I almost have a sense that I think Gabe would like this better because it's rawer. He seems to like that.
Yeah, like I almost want to pencil in A on his grade, just like this is what Gabe gave it. Include that in there. But we do not know.
Yeah, I think he appreciates the sort of raw purity. So I think he really likes a fair amount. Pretty big then.
Yeah.
And he looks at caverns far more than I will ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did watch an entire thing on Austrian TV this morning how Kate swore. So, should have helped me. I learned a lot of important words, like variations of limestone. Anyway, the point is, I'm glad this exists for Gabe and for you, Ben, as a concept.
Well, thank you. So, I think it's safe to say that I'm probably the only one of the three of us who would buy it.
Yeah. I might buy it for you, but not for me.
Would you buy it for collector purposes?
Essentially, I don't know how much I would go back and listen to it, but this is a band that I like enough that I wouldn't mind having their debut, and I would listen to it some. It's just not something that, with the access to music that I have now, an album has to be really good for me to go back and listen to it multiple times. I might want it in my collection for the occasional thing and also to try and support the bands and all that good stuff that we all often talk about, but I know myself well enough to know that even though I did like this and I gave it a B minus, this is not something that I would go spin a whole lot. And unlike some other albums that I've talked about, we're like, oh, I would put this on at a dinner party or something like that. This is also not that album. So yeah,
this really isn't. What party would that be? Gabe and his clones come over. Yeah. Dinner. This is so cavernous. We'll see what his children are into. They might be cavernous disciples as well.
They might be. This is what they're going to have at their birthday parties planned.
Exactly. They're doomed as a party.
It's Adam's family theme. That's all it is. Adam's family theme. And this is the soundtrack that plays while they're there.
I mean, that's, you know, my kid likes Flyer, so it can be done with proper conditioning, or what might be called child abuse by some parents, but
it's just proper parenting in David's case.
I mean, she's got to learn her Flyer from somewhere, if not me, from whom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our average was 81 without Gabe's included. So B minus overall.
Yeah.
He probably would have given it 126. Pulled up to an average of a 98.
Greatest time of all time. See? Our average is that side.
Oh, that might be more. And I say this with love because I miss it. Fuck. This is the greatest album ever recorded. Each time we talk about an album.
Yeah.
Next time on Thunderdome, we are looking at Ben's pick for the month of June and Death White's new album, Great Everlasting.
That just came out yesterday as we record this, so I am very excited.
Should be cool. I've enjoyed their previous two albums.
All right. Well, we'll catch you then on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.